All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. It is Wednesday, May the 5th. I'm Kathy Werzer. Thanks for joining us. These are our top stories. Governor Walz will lift more COVID restrictions tomorrow while predicting that Minnesotans will experience a more normal summer if at least 70% of the population is vaccinated. So far, 59% of Minnesotans have received at least some vaccine. According to the latest numbers from the State Health Department, new vaccinations in Minnesota have fallen to their lowest point since February. That's spurring state health officials to come up with other ways to increase vaccinations. State Health Commissioner Jen Malcolm says instead of mass vaccination efforts, they may move toward more small, targeted vaccine events.
We are definitely looking to ramp up those strategies in partnership with community organizations, with our healthcare providers, our local public health, to do much more of that, you know, kind of smaller scale, more distributed community vaccination.
Officials also say they're watching for the effects of COVID variants. The British variant makes up 68% of current infections, but officials say other variants that could be more infectious or perhaps resistant to vaccines are starting to spread in the state. In other news, state prosecutors say they'll, quote, vigorously oppose attempts for a new trial for Derek Chauvin. Yesterday, Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson, requested another trial, alleging there were a number of judicial mistakes as well as prosecutorial misconduct. Matt Sepik has more.
2 weeks ago, a jury convicted Chauvin of murder and manslaughter for killing George Floyd. Among other things, defense attorney Eric Nelson says his client was deprived of a fair trial because Judge Peter Cahill denied motions to move it out of town and sequester the jury throughout. Nelson also alleges that prosecutors committed misconduct by disparaging the defense and that the jury, quote, committed misconduct and felt race-based pressure, though his filing does not offer details. A black juror who has given media interviews about his experience is facing criticism after social media photos surfaced of him at a gathering in the nation's capital to mark the 57th anniversary of Martin Luther King's March on Washington. I'm Matt Sepik, St. Paul.
A New Brighton man who admitted being part of the far-right Boogaloo Boys militia group has pleaded guilty to a federal terrorism charge. 31-year-old Michael Robert Solomon admitted trying to sell weapons to a member of the Middle East militant group Hamas, who turned out to be an FBI informant. Solomon pleaded guilty yesterday to one count of providing material support to a foreign terrorist organization. Crews are still counting dead turtles found near Ortonville. As many as 200 turtles have turned up dead in the Big Stone National Wildlife Refuge near Ortonville. The dead creatures were found on a half-mile section of the Minnesota River and were on the banks and in the water. Some of the turtles have been sent to a Wisconsin lab to determine what happened. The Metropolitan Mosquito Control District has crews out this week doing bug surveys. They say the weather has been fairly dry and cool, so that could tamp down mosquitoes and other pests this spring. And that includes those tiny biting gnats that leave welts on your neck. They're a black fly species. They were really aggressive last summer. This year, crews have permission to treat local waters for those biting gnats. I'll get to today's forecast in just a minute. Sports. Twins lost to the Texas Rangers last night after another late game collapse. The Rangers scored twice in the ninth inning to tie the game and then won it in the 10th. 6-3, the final score. Twins host the Rangers again tonight. The Minnesota Wild hosts the LA Golden Knights again tonight. The Wild beat the Knights on Monday. Now that forecast, a little rain in the forecast for southern and central Minnesota, partly cloudy skies in the north today. Highs will be in the cool 50s, rain likely in the south this evening, and then some frost in central and southern Minnesota after midnight. Lows, upper 20s, upper 30s, mostly sunny skies, very windy tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. For more news right now, might I suggest you stream us at nprnews.org. We've got a great news app. You can download that. Or if you're near a radio, just turn that on and listen that way too. Thanks for listening to the Minnesota Today podcast. I'm Kathy Werzer. Hope you have a good day today.